Hello, everyone. My name is Al Smith, and I'm the founder and director of Bishop Sheen Today. And I want to thank you for joining me for this edition of Christmas Inspirations. We've been sharing a few reflections from this timely book that was produced in 1966. And again, many of you have already been liking these reflections and sharing them on social media. And so I appreciate all your support. And today's inspiration will be titled Love Without Lust. Archbishop Sheen writes, "The Virgin conceived our Lord without the lust of the flesh. So she brought forth him in joy, without the labor of the flesh. As a bee draws honey from the flower, without offending it, as Eve was taken out of the side of Adam, without any grief to him, so now in remaking the human race, the new Adam, Christ, is taken from the new Eve, Mary, without any sorrow to her. As our mind begets a thought without in any way destroying the mind, so Mary begot the Word of God, without in herself in any way affecting her virginity. In flesh love, the ecstasy is the first in the body, and then indirectly in the soul. In the spirit love, it was Mary's soul that was first ravished, and then, not by human love, but by God. The love of God so inflamed her heart, her body, her soul, that when Jesus was born, the whole world could truly say of him, 'This is a child of love.' As Chesterton put it, that Christ from this created purity came forth your sterile appetites to scorn. Lo, in her house, life without lust was born. So in your house, lust without life shall die." How old was Joseph? Why has the Christian art always pictured Joseph as aged? Was it in order to better safeguard the virginity of Mary? Somehow or other, the assumption has crept into art that senility is a better protector of virginity than adolescence. Painting thus unconsciously made Joseph a spouse chaste and pure by age, rather than by virtue. But this is like assuming that the best way to show that a man could never steal is to picture him without hands. It also forgets that old men can have unlawful desires as well as young men, for it was the old men in the garden who tempted Susanna. But more than that, to make Joseph out of as old portraits, for us, a man who had little vital energy left, rather than one who, having it, kept it in chains for God's sake and for his holy purpose. To make Joseph appear pure only because his flesh had aged is like glorifying a mountain stream that is dried. It is not more reasonable to believe that the babe would have preferred for a foster father someone who had made a sacrifice rather than someone who was forced to it. If our Lord did not disdain to give his mother a young man, John at the foot of the cross, as her protector, then why should he give her an old man at the crib? A woman's love always determines the way a man loves. She is the silent educator of his virile powers. Since Mary is the real virginizer of young men as well as women, the greatest inspiration of Christian purity, should she not logically have begun by inspiring and virginizing the first man whom she probably had met, Joseph? It is not by diminishing his power to love, but by elevating it, that she would have her first conquest, and in her spouse, the man who was a man and not a mere senile watchman. Very powerful words from the Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. I hope you've enjoyed this reflection and the other ones we've presented over this series, and we'd invite you to join us again next time. And until that time, may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord look upon you kindly and bring you peace. God love you.